After breakfast, she proudly led me to a little room off the kitchen. Dear girl. There was my table and chair, writing pad, ink, and pipe tray, and all the author's trappings, the celery stand full of fresh roses and honeysuckle, last year's calendar on the wall, the dictionary, and a little bag of chocolates to nibble between inspirations. Dear girl. I set me to work. The wallpaper is patterned with arabesques or odalisques or perhaps it's trapezoids. Upon one of the figures, I fixed my eyes. I bethought me of humor. A voice startled me. Louisa's voice. If you aren't too busy, dear, it said, come to dinner. I looked at my watch. Yes, 5 hours had been gathered by the grim Sithman. I went to dinner. You mustn't work too hard at first, said Louisa. Goethe, or was it Napoleon, said 5 hours a day is enough for mental labor. Couldn't you take me and the children to the woods this afternoon? I am a little tired, I admitted. So we went to the woods. But I soon got the swing of it. Within a month, I was turning out copy as regular as shipments of hardware. And I had success. My column in the weekly made some stir, and I was referred to in a gossipy way by the critics as something fresh in the line of humorists. I augmented my income considerably by contributing to other publications. I picked up the tricks of the trade. I could take a funny idea and make a two-line joke of it, earning a dollar. With false whiskers on it, it would serve up cold as a quatrain, doubling its producing value. By turning the skirt and adding a ruffle of rhyme, you would hardly recognize it as vers de société with neatly shod feet and a fashion plate illustration.